In summer, many Canadians use vacation time to explore other countries. If you're applying for or renewing a passport this summer, you should know that effective July the 1st, those important pocket-sized documents will change. So will the costs to obtain one. For the first time in over a decade, Passport Canada is increasing upfront passport fees, though for semi-frequent travelers, those new fees may mean a slight reduction in cost per year of use. After July the 1st, all passports issued will contain 36 hard copy pages, as well as an electronic chip. The embedded chip holds the information found on page 2 of the passport, an electronic or e-passport, and will increase your document's security. This change will help Canada keep pace with current technological advances in international travel document security. After July the 1st, citizens 16 and older may apply for either a 5 or 10-year e-passport. The 10-year e-passport will cost $160, while a 5-year passport will cost $120, up from the current $87. A child's 5-year passport fee will be $57. Passport Canada reminds applicants to gather the necessary documents and check the website well ahead of travel schedule. To avoid any surprises, I also urge constituents applying for passports for their children to note the regulation requiring not only birth certificates, but the signatures of both parents, even in cases of parental separation or divorce. Passport applications are available at Service Canada or any Canada Post outlet. You can also find them online at www.ppt.gc.ca. The former paper applications will still be acceptable after July the 1st, though applicants will need to specify whether a 5 or 10 year passport is desired and submit the appropriate revised fees. All completed applications must be mailed to or dropped off at Passport Canada. To avoid long waits, Passport Canada recommends that those applying in person at a Passport Canada office choose either a weekday morning or a Wednesday or Thursday afternoon, as those days are traditionally less busy. If you are traveling by air and your current passport will expire within 6 months of your trip, I'd advise you to check with your designated airlines to ensure your document will be honored. This isn't always the case. One more note. If you currently own a valid passport, there is no need to switch to an e-passport. Your document is secure and will remain valid until it expires. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament for Yorkton-Melville, wishing you a good day.